Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 9th, 2014 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something was the premier event at Humanity Montana's Festival of the Book and was part of the Missoula Public Library's The Big Read. 11 storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, The Things We Carry. This week's story comes to us from Josh Wagner and is titled Receipts. Thank you for listening.
So this is a thing that I carry around with me all the time. Not this exact one, but I always have one or two receipts in my wallet. They're good for taking notes, jotting down inspiration, maybe somebody's phone number. Receipts do not have a very glamorous life. They are manufactured, put on a roll, shoved in a box, sent off to some sort of retail store where they're shoved into a machine, printed on, ripped out, handed to somebody who probably throws them away, or at best puts them in an envelope somewhere. And if they're really lucky, in a few years they're pulled out and analyzed by an IRS agent. Not very glamorous. But I knew a receipt once that had a very interesting day. This was in 1999 in India, where I was traveling. Very lucky young man to be traveling in India. And one thing about India is they have a very different concept of personal space and privacy. I remember walking through the streets, and whole crowds of people would be staring at me as I walked by. And this apparently is just what happens. And eye contact is huge, and personal contact is huge over there, which is really interesting and good and challenging. But it gets exhausting, especially for an introvert, which I am. And particularly with the street vendors, who will often chase you down blocks past their shop to convince you that you need to come back and buy what they're selling. And this became very exhausting and draining over a few weeks until I was pretty much just over it. And one particular day, I was walking down an arcade where it was like a flea market. There were just shops on both sides. And I'm walking through the middle, and I'm just getting, you know, sales pitches lobbed at me left and right. And every step I take, I feel my energy draining, and I feel my immune system collapsing until I'm just this, like, blob at the end of the thing. But the last guy, the last vendor, he's selling jeans. And it was the first time I'd seen jeans being sold in India. So I was kind of curious, and I look, and I stop. And that was my mistake. Because you look and you stop, and it's all over. And this guy's talking to me, he's pitching me, and I'm trying to find a way to disengage. And I'm just, ugh, what am I going to do? So I decide, okay, I will buy something. So I'm going to buy the cheapest thing here, and it's that scarf. And I pay him, he puts it in the bag, and he starts writing a receipt, which is also a little odd for India at that time. I'm not sure how it is now, but it was the first time someone had given me a receipt. And I think it was all part of his plan, because the longer he can keep me there, the more he can sell me other things. Because as he's writing this receipt, he keeps on pitching this pair of pants. You know, you've got to get these jeans, you've got to get these jeans. And I'm just, as I said, I'm over it. And finally, I just looked at him and said, hey, I don't have any legs. And he stops, and he totally shuts up. And I can see the wheels turning in his head. But he stops long enough, I can grab the bag, and I can grab the receipt, and I just get out of there as fast as I can. And I'm 5 or 10 paces down the street, and I hear him say, yes, you do. You do have legs. Now, from an outside observer, this all has to look very strange because there's a foreigner running away from a vendor who's yelling at him, and he's carrying a bundle. And this must look a little bit nefarious, especially to the police officer who had just come around the corner. So he gets in front of me, and he stops me. He starts speaking to me in Hindi, which I don't understand, and he doesn't understand English. And I'm really nervous because a few days ago I had been in an auto rickshaw that had driven past a checkpoint, and apparently you're supposed to stop, but he didn't. So the cop in the checkpoint flagged down another rickshaw, chased us down, pulled us over, dragged the driver out, and he pulls out his baton, and he starts, like, trying to hit him in the ass, and the guy's running around like this, you know? So I'm a little nervous about this officer who's towering above me, and all I can think to do is just hold my receipt out. And he takes it, and he looks at it, he just kind of shrugs, gives it back to me, and walks away. And I'm thinking, this is my lucky receipt. So I fold it up, and I put it in my wallet. Now, at the end of the day, I'm on the bus, ready to get away from people. I'm headed home, and a young woman gets on the bus, and she sits kitty-corner from me. And this young woman is devastated. I don't know why. Some tragedy has happened, but you can just tell immediately. The energy changes as soon as she enters the bus. She is she's focused on just nothing. There's this nothing point in front of her, and that's what she's focusing on. And she's sitting down, staring, catatonic, lost in her pain. And, I mean, at one point, a tear falls off her face and hits her knee. And she doesn't flinch, she doesn't move, she doesn't wipe her eyes. That's how deep she is in this. And I'm moved, of course, desperately moved to do something, but I'm over people. So I think to myself, okay, well, I guess I'll write her a note. So that's my plan. I'm going to write, you know, try to say something uplifting. And I don't have any paper except for this receipt. So I pull it back out of my wallet, and I get my pen, and I write something, and it's really horrible. It's like, it's really just cheesy. Something about tomorrow's joys sprouting from today's sorrows or something. It's bad. But for that moment, for that woman on that bus, on that receipt, it's the truth. So I write it down, and I hope that she either reads English or has someone who can translate. And when the bus stops, she gets off, I follow her off, and I say, excuse me, this is for you. I hand her the note. She looks at it. She's confused. She kind of smiles. And again, I'm an introvert, so I turn around and walk away as fast as I can. And at 5 or 10 paces, I start to feel this weird electric thrill coming up my legs into my torso and into my arms, and it's like shooting out my fingertips, and I don't even know what I'm feeling, but I'm so amped at that moment that as I walk through the crowd, I am the one making eye contact. I am catching people's eyes, and I am just absorbed in everybody around me, and I literally feel like I'm reading their thoughts and that they're reading my thoughts. And what has happened is I've just emotionally connected with a total stranger. And this has somehow jacked me into this empathy switchboard in some sort of like cosmic computer. And I am completely absorbed in this network, and it's something that I never knew existed, but which I now realize has always been present and open and available to me everywhere I go. And every time I see another person. Of course, I never saw this girl again, but I don't know if the note had any impact on her life. As you can see, it completely changed mine. And from then on, I have always carried a receipt or two in my wallet, just in case. Thank you.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation. a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing, ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers, Luke Morgan Algayer, Marlies Borchers, Michael Lapointe, Jenna Lyons, Kyle McAfee, Melissa Bangs, Jim Ambrose, Francis Scott, Jeremy Smith, Tamara Love, and Josh Wagner. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for February 17th at the Top Hat. The theme is adventure. See you then. Want to tell a story? Call us at 406-203-4683 or email us from the website at tellussomething.org to pitch your story idea.